last 24 hours here and in other markets as well. How confusing, or is it confusing for a player right now, what is or isn't being considered goalie interference?
A little bit. I think if I can remember the game in Anaheim where I kind of bumped into Gibson and we score, it's no goal, I get a penalty. Last night was a similar play to me. I feel like it's a stick in the face. It should have been a penalty and no goal, and they call it differently because I think the league wants to have it changed, so we're just going to have to get adjusted to it.
How frustrating is that?
It's so frustrating because it kind of changed last night's game. We may have lost a point on the game off a play like that, so it's a little frustrating, but I mean, we're just going to have to get adjusted to it, and nothing we can do about last night.
How much of a challenge is that in season to kind of get used to almost something new?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to change a whole lot because most of the time those plays, it just happens, so I think it's just going to be the same, and I think it's just the call from the ref is going to be different. That's all. I don't think it's going to change much for us on the ice. What we do anyway.
In a game like that last night where you score late to tie it and get it to overtime and then have all those great chances in overtime and then they score, did it feel more like a point gained or a point lost?
Oh, it's a good point. Every point's good. Obviously, we had those chances, but the fact that we tied it up late and got that one point for us, we're going to keep our head up. It was a huge point for us. So, we're not satisfied, but we're pretty happy with that point.
What's been the difference late in games in a loss streak? You didn't have a lot of rallies when you were behind this year. You had a few already.
Yeah, it was nice to know because if we're going to find ourselves down a goal and down the stretch here, and if we get into the playoffs, same thing. So it's nice to see that we can stay with our system, battle, and get a point.
What have you learned about Colorado this year? Those two tight meetings.
Yeah, they're good. They're a fast team. They've given us two great games, so we're just gonna have to be ready to play the same game, play hard, and not get frustrated. As of late, games have been low scoring, so we got to get comfortable in that. And tomorrow is gonna be no different.